You know, America today has a party spirit on them. And a materialistic spirit on them. That says, get doped up and get charged up and get pleasured up. And get material things. And you know what's happened? We have adopted that spirit into the church.
Here I am standing, barely with one foot on the ground. Balance is lost, it can't be found.
And I believe that we've got to understand that this is not a time that we need to be playing in the house of God. I believe if the Lord were to say to his angels, what is the sound I'm hearing in most churches? God would have to say, the angels would have to say, it's nothing more than the people of God playing church. They're not really soldiers, and they aren't really waging the good fight of faith.
Finisher, oh finisher, can you save me from myself?
To make you and me different from what's going on around us. When we adopt the spirit of our culture, we see it and we lose our power with God. But when we become Christ-like, that is what you call revival. Because what happens is when we become Christ-like in a spiritual time of vacuum, the world doesn't see us just like them. That thing around, and he's saying to the church, I don't want you to look like them. I want to make you radically unique in this hour to feel the spiritual vacuum that they have deep down and inside that says, why do I have things and I'm still not happy? Why do I have a woman in every state and I'm still not happy? Why do I have the lust of the flesh fulfilled through every pornographic thing that I have in my life and I'm still empty? Why? 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 And they can come to a church that doesn't look like they look and isn't filled up with the same lies that they swallowed, and they find Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That's what we need in this hour. If I really believe I am at war, this verse is saying, that will invoke me to guard my life. If I really believe that I am at war, then that will invoke me to zealously remove the clutter and the entanglements that jeopardize me from hearing and doing the will of God.
Finisher, oh finisher.
And he said in this verse of scripture, endure hardness as a good soldier. You know what's wrong with most Christians today? Look up here just a moment. Most Christians think that greatness and character just happen overnight in the kingdom of God. We like things instant. We like instant cures and instant blessings, and God zapped me with it. But when I read this Bible, character and greatness in the men and women of God in the Bible came through the furnace of affliction. But we don't want the furnace of affliction. We want the microwave version that instantly brings us the blessing.
arm, pull him gently on his head, wipe his face, clean the blood off, lay him here, wrap him in this cloth, lift him up, move him easy, careful now, he's a messiah.
And if you want to be an effective soldier in the kingdom of God, you've got to learn to endure some things. And you've got to learn what to do when the devil attacks you. There's only one thing, folks, now listen to me. There's only one thing that you need to do when the devil attacks you. Don't stick your head in a foxhole.
To the world and down, all of creation he lives. He lives in the hearts of man. He said, go, go into the world and down, all of creation he lives. He lives in the hearts of man. He's a messiah.
I just want you to know, it's normal for Satan to attack you. It's good that Satan's attacking you. That shows you got something he wants. That shows you, when he tells you you aren't saved, you didn't receive the Holy Ghost, you're just a hypocrite, you ought not even go raise your hands in church, you sorry low-down thing. That's just the voice of the devil letting you know, well, I'm on the right track. Congratulations. I am in an enduring hardness for the kingdom of God. Kind of makes you happy when tribulation comes, and happy when the accuser comes and says you're nothing. Rejoice, the Bible said, when you go through tribulation. Rejoice when you're going through hard times. Rejoice, because that just means there's something in you that is of God that Satan hates.